Water and earth. Damn, that's tough to live up to. Well, it's pretty tough to live full stop being made from water and earth, now that I think about it. Anyway, guess I just gotta trust the science behind that, and divinity, and Hephaestus's abilities as a craftsman. Though, I don't imagine crafting a woman was on his list of, attributes? But, looks like he's done it. And heck, I'm still breathing. Have been for a while. And then all these, like, legends, gods, literally pile these gifts on me, too. Athena with the threads, or regalia, as she'd probably say. I like her. I mean, I do, but goddamn, she's a little regal and reserved sometimes. Then Aphrodite swoops in before I become a woman and blesses me with my ridiculous good looks. The way I sound, it seems like someone needs to hit me with humility, I guess. Seriously, though, I'm kind of breathtaking. Full lips, pale skin, gorgeous full hair, strong and scented by the gods, literally. And then you throw in my captivating eyes and my luscious shape. Many men tend to react with stares when I pass. And then along came Hermes, who I honestly just thought bounced around at the other's whim, but he blessed me with speech. And then the most divine of talents. My musical talents, courtesy of Apollo himself. Sort of wondrous, really, when I'm not screwing around. Those are the two that I cling to vice-like. I'm told by subsequent women and men, blah blah blah, I'm some sort of seductress? A temptress? Okay. Perhaps they're right, but I don't have any control over it. Would you say no to all these wonderful gifts when you're just born and you're the first woman and all that? I couldn't say no. Honestly, the full range of my gifts isn't quite understood. Moving on with my little narrative, though. Here's what happens. Zeus is upset. He's the troublemaker in all this. In fact, he had me created to begin with to be a punishment. Honestly, how fucking awful is that? What a goddamn legacy. Ugh. Anyway, so Zeus intends me for Epimetheus because he feels like Prometheus stole fire, and I guess he wants me to make Prometheus jealous by giving his brother Epimetheus the first woman. Gosh, that's a mouthful. And here's the little spanner. And admittedly, I'm not sure which version of the story you've been told, but sexual activity is a mortal thing. Subsequently, as the first woman, well, I bring that with me. How, you ask? Well, in this little box. Well, I don't mean that it's literally little, but, well, it's just a box, right? Want to hear the weirdest bit? Zeus warns me not to open it. The goddamn nerve. I mean, seriously? He gifts me with natural precociousness and then gives me a box I'm not supposed to open, and what happens? Well, obviously I open it. Try and keep up, people. Anyway, so the moment I fling it open, I feel this sharp, incorrigible gust of wind that flies over me and beams out across the world, or the Mediterranean, depending on your current view of world geography. Now, the offshoot of this, I'm told, is that men are now met with lust. And women too. Only, at present, I'm kind of the first woman. The only woman? You see my dilemma? The instant I had it shut again, I felt this intense heat at my pussy. And when I sat down to, well, inspect, I was wet. Fucking wet. Drenched. Dripping. Slick and hot. Oh, and all manner of a wonderful place for a cock to be. In fact, I'm that way right now. And I cannot fucking stop touching myself. I'm told that this is the start of chaos. Hermes was down here dropping truth bombs on me about how what I've done is so awful. dangerous, just generally bad for everyone. Talk of chaos bringing some unknown into the world. And Zeus demanded it. Personally, I think he's a bit of a misogynist, and that's putting it mildly. So here's the current situation. I'm in Athens, in a villa. I've been here for days. This is where I opened the box. I've been waiting for Epimetheus, Epi, to come home. He's been away for a week or so, something about continuing the creation of the world. They're so goddamn melodramatic, all of these men. It's so exhausting. I've come possibly 10 times every day for the past week. I've been thinking that opening the box was a bad thing. Oh, but I feel so much pleasure. I say I'm waiting for Epi, but honestly, any male, perhaps other than Hermes, could lay me down and have me. I want to be a slut. I want to create new words that carry meaning simply because I go around spreading my legs. Oh, taking in cock after cock, load after load of cum, simply to try and satisfy the fucking ache between my legs. Oh. And yeah, now I'm masturbating again. Wouldn't you come to my villa? Oh. I'm barely clothed. The sun doesn't seem to move from the spot above me. It beats down incessantly. Oh, I know it's Helios driving his fucking chariot across the pale sky. Only he seems to spend hours perched right above me. He thinks it's a punishment? Oh, but it's an excuse to lay my skin bare to the air. And so I do. I lay naked until my breasts, so pale, except for my pink nipples, are affected. There's a slow breeze. But even so, sweat is starting to form. And then my nipples are rock hard. I need my breasts. Pinch my nipples and roll them between my fingers. And it's for you. I want you to walk in on me. Accept the chaos. Give in to it. The box is here somewhere. Apparently there's hope therein, but I'm too stricken with lust to look anywhere else. My fingers dance over my nipples. My stomach. My mound. And then eventually, I'm pushing my petite, slender fingers into my gushing cunt. Yeah, I know. I know provocation. I know filth. I'm a woman. The woman. The first. It was gifted to me. Good and bad and baby, I assure you. As I lay here, fucking myself. My entrance bare and my legs spread, waiting for you. I'm all good. It feels so good to have your length thrust into my cunt. I'd begin by laying on my back and feeling your hardness against my soft body. Your chest pressed hard against mine. Don't you want to be the strange man who knocks at the door? You can be anyone. Take on any appearance. Everyone seems to hate me. I don't think I care any longer that I might be trapped, taken, fucked by an unnamed man bearing any identity bestowed on him. Come have me. Please. Oh, God. got it. I want you to pound my aching cunt. Oh. Oh. Push your fingers against my throbbing clit. Mm. Oh, take my clit into your mouth and suck it. Mm. So you drive your fingers into my... into my luscious folds. Oh, and the gods are gonna watch while you defile me before my husband can return. Oh, you're gonna leave your cum pooling in my cunt while he continues his nostos. Oh, there's no greatness in that homebound journey. Oh, the real greatness is between my legs. Oh, feast on my mouth. Oh, my breasts. And comfort me. Oh, God, I ache for it. I ache, oh, to devoid myself of any pride. I want to be a whore for you, for anyone. Oh, please, please not. Oh, and fuck yourself using any of my holes. I was given the box for a reason. It ignited my cunt. Take me. Oh, yes. Go and take me and fill me up. Give me purpose. Define my purpose as taking your cum. Oh God, I'm so fucking close to another kiss at the lips of pleasure itself. Oh, you hear my wetness? Oh, I'm bringing my cunt juices, oh God, to a tipping point. It's my invitation to your cock. Oh, my wetness is a siren song for your cock. Oh, to enter me. Oh, yeah. Oh, you don't know pleasure until you've had me. Oh, I promise I'll empty your cock. I will create and define slut. Oh, whore. Come, slut. I'll breathe life into the phrase. Oh, come for me. I beg you. Please. Please come for me. Please. This is my love letter. My Homeric tribute. Of lust and desire. Oh, Hesiod's gonna speak of me. Only of my beauty. Oh, my provocative sex. How all men ached for my cunt. Ached to have me pull their seed from their cocks. Oh, God. Join me, please. Oh, come for me. Oh, come with me. It'll be our epic. Oh, please, please. Oh, I'm getting so close. Oh, stroke your cock. Move your hands fast. Oh, as fast as you fuck me, please. Move your fingers over the tip and squeeze. Match how fast you can hear me fucking myself with my fingers. Oh, and rubbing my clit. Please, please. Oh God, please, please come with me. Oh, come for me. Come while I come. Now that you've come, I'm gonna look for you. I'll keep my eyes open for you to pass me on the street. I'll keep my ears open for you to knock on my door. Just waiting for the masculine hero who's gonna take me for the first time and truly, truly make me a woman. All that said, there's a time for many words, and there's also a time for sleep. Until then, lover.